U.S. Greater than Health DG, flood relief centers across Mashiya at risk of COVID-19 infection spread, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Health DG, flood relief centers across Mashiya at risk of COVID-19 infection spread news. Malaysia is becoming an aging nation with a decreasing Indian and Chinese population. Health DG, flood relief centers across Mashiya at risk of COVID-19 infection spread. Singapore researchers discover a supergiant deep-sea cockroach and we don't know how to feel. Sausage is not real meat, Mo urges public to reduce sausage intake. Video, this intense fight between two rats are putting MMA fighters to shame. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumwan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Mashiya. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Congratulations Dr. Masliza Mamhod for being Oxford's second Majin female associate professor. People Features Lifestyle. Japanese discount store Don Don Donki will be opening their first Majin outlet in Lot 10. Wab Tries, Family Mart has a creme brulee flavored ice cream that got us drooling. Delivery Pomeranian works overtime to support the burden of being adorable. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Mashians are going crazy for these 5 popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granty Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. While some parts of the world have tornadoes and others have volcanoes, we have floods. And it's no secret that certain locations in Malaysia are in a current state of overflow, people are seeking shelter at flood relief centers, PPS, but unfortunately, there is still no reason for relief due to the coronavirus risks. As according to Bernama, Director General of Health Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said that, to date, 18 PPS have been opened in 7 districts accommodating a total of 1,267 victims from 303 families. Congestions in PPS due to the flooding across Johor, Pahang, Selangor and Malacca can carry the risk of transmission of the COVID-19 virus among flood victims and staff. Therefore, COVID-19 prevention measures in PPS should be practiced and given attention by all occupants and agencies responsible for the management and welfare of victims in PPS, he said. Occupants and staff at PPS are also advised to practice the 3W, wash, wear and warn, and avoid the 3Cs, namely, crowded and narrow areas and chatting at close range all the time other than practicing social distancing and the ethics for coughing and sneezing, he added. He also mentioned that the Ministry of Health has developed a prevention and management guide for COVID-19 in PPS starting from the process of transferring victims to PPS until the process after completion of placement. Among the steps suggested in the guide is that all PPS should include signs to remind victims to maintain physical distance and provide soap and water or disinfectant liquid as well as regular sanitation of common areas. Dr. Noor Hisham urged PPS staff and victims to adhere to all guidelines and suggestions from the Ministry of Health as important to protect people from being infected with COVID-19. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, drunk drivers in Mashiach could be fined up to RM 150,000 and jailed up to 20 years if found guilty. Source, NST. Source, Straits Times share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.